Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Today, June 8th, is World Ocean Day, a date designated officially by the United Nations for a worldwide celebration of the contribution of the ocean to human civilization. The government of Canada first proposed the concept in 1992 at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, and events have occurred sporadically since then in many countries around the world. A global campaign for official certification has been led in the United States by the Ocean Project, and worldwide by the World Ocean Network, an international collaboration of which the World Ocean Observatory is an active member. This year, as a result of online petitions and thousands of letters from individuals around the world, the UN voted to establish the day as a significant element in an aggressive campaign to conserve and protect the world's ocean. The resultant dramatic increase in public awareness is evident. Activities are scheduled from Stonington, Maine to the Seychelles Islands. Events organized by aquariums, zoos, museums, conservation organizations, universities, schools, businesses, and civic groups. In India, thousands of young people will clean the beaches of Mumbai. In the Philippines, environmentalists have organized to plant mangroves on reclaimed barrier islands. In Paris, the International Oceanographic Commission will hold its annual conference to address such major ocean issues as monitoring, regulation, and coordinated government actions. There will be cultural events, festivals, films, and field surveys on every continent. In the United States, there is a campaign to call or email the White House to encourage President Obama to initiate a new American National Ocean Policy and to ratify, at long last, the International Treaty on the Law of the Sea. Why should we celebrate World Ocean Day? Each week, World Ocean Radio provides one piece of a larger, more complicated response, but today it might be useful to answer the question more directly. The ocean generates most of the oxygen we breathe. The ocean feeds us. The ocean regulates our climate. The ocean purifies the water we drink. The ocean provides energy, medicines, trade, employment, and cultural inspiration. How can we take such significant contributions for granted? How can we diminish them through abuse and neglect? How can we ignore the obvious implications of our indifference? World Ocean Day provides focus on how we can reverse the well-documented deterioration of the world ocean. It encourages us to change our perspective and behavior, to learn more about the natural, political, and social importance of the ocean, and to understand whether you live inland or on the coast, anywhere in the world, that the responsibility to protect and sustain this fundamental global system is essential to human survival. The ocean is everyone's backyard. The sea connects all things. Every day is World Ocean Day. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.